Okay, here we are back out in front of our studios at 1331 Yonge Street, and still the voice hasn't showed up, and it's 5 minutes past 12.
This guy might be the voice.
What have you got?
Listen to this. Speak. Oh, you see, now he's got stage fright. We have enough. Listen, you know, that sounds like somebody the boss might get for us. You never know. I mean, think of you, you know. No, you're all right.
This is the nuttiest station I've ever worked for, I'll tell you that. We got a dog bar, a dog doing the all-night show. Listen, well, there goes by a car. That's not it. Boy, I don't know.
I don't know what's going on here. David?
Oh, Dave, what do you think?
I don't know what to think.
This is not very good.
I've decided that I'm going to go on your side and say that I think it's going to be a girl. Because why would two big bosses of CHUM be here tonight if it wasn't going to be a girl?
That's true. You know, whenever we go to hire a new office girl, all the bosses line up. There are three bosses. And they interview 150 girls to hire, you know, one stenographer.
Yeah, men, they just hire them, and that's it.
Yeah, but tell me something. In any job that you have, you know, that you ever applied for and got, have you ever been late? Now, this guy is late.
Late the first night.
How do you like that? You're never late the first day, you know.
Yeah, that's right. He's about 5 minutes late already.
To say nothing of the time and he's supposed to spend in preparation and hasn't done.
Well, yeah, you've always got to get in.
If it's a heat.
Yeah, you know, I always get in at least 5 minutes
or
before I go on the air, you know, to pick my music and get my news and everything. Yes. Well, I don't know. There's a lot of traffic going
by
here.
Bad, yeah.
Traffic's kind of congested on Yonge Street out in front. I'm just walking over toward the curb here. How's the traffic been tonight, officer?
Fairly heavy.
Fairly heavy. It is fairly heavy right now, too.
Bob.
Convertibles, all kinds.
Listen, I just had a theory. Listen, we're all looking for, what are we looking for, a car? I'm looking for actually annoying our boss. I'm really expecting something wild. I'm looking for a buggy.
A buggy?
I'm looking for a horse and buggy or something. We had a promotion here a couple of years ago where we used a horse and buggy, and I'm looking for a horse and buggy. I don't know. I don't think there's going to be a car here.
Well, horse and buggies.
I haven't even been a chum a year myself yet. I don't know what the boss is up to. I know he hired me in a pretty normal fashion. I just came and applied
pretty
for the job.
Normal fashion.
Well, hey, what is with this fella, Bob?
Moose Lautrec, how are you?
Listen, if he had a country show to do, he'd be here on the nose. Let me tell you. Where is this fella?
What did you say he had you? Did he had you all upset?
You know, maybe it ain't a person at all. Maybe it's just a voice. You know, period.
Moose said in there he was between the cow pasture and the pig pen.
He just didn't know where he was going.
I still am. Away up sky somewhere. I don't know. Greener pastures.
Well, I don't know. We've been hanging around and waiting here. And listen, Beliska, on your television show, do people show up late?
Quite frequently, yes.
Not only people, but he shows up late.
This is a fine way to start a job if the voice is doing the all-night show. It's already after midnight.
I don't like him already. It's
well,
a she.
Bob, don't prejudge them.
You think it's a girl?
Bob thinks it's a girl.
I see. I'm wearing my new elevator shoes tonight. I've got the job as her assistant on the all-night show.
Oh,
yeah. I think she'll like me. She'll probably will.
Her out again.
There's a June. The voice probably a June bug. We're squishing June bugs on the sidewalk here in front of Chum. I don't know what we're going to do here. Well, I don't know. What do you think, Davey?
Well, as I said, I just about said what I think. I think it's a girl.
Hey, do you see the six-legged heifer walking down the street?
Six-legged heifer. No. It's got to be a human being. Let's face it. They built up this voice so much. The guy must have a tremendous
voice.
Well,
they haven't got a human being doing the Bob McAdory show, so what's the difference?
It was a young fella that used to do a show in Toronto. He's in Hollywood. What was it? Bob Brown? Was that his name? Great voice.
Oh,
Brown.
Maybe it's him.
Green.
Lauren Green.
That's
Lauren
it.
Green.
He used to have a great voice.
Yeah.
Do you figure that,
maybe
that
it's
this guy's going to be that great,
maybe
or
Lauren
this girl?
Is through with his Bonanza show and is coming back to Toronto.
Hey,
right?
He's in town now.
Hey.
Doing a great big business deal in Toronto, I'll bet.
Probably this is it.
This is it. This is it.
Lauren Green on the All Night Show.
I hate him.
You got reason to.
Well, it's either Lauren Green.
I don't know. I still think it might be. Oh.
No, listen. No, I know it isn't because in the car I was listening to you chaps singing Waterloo very badly, and I thought, oh boy, you know that's CFRB wouldn't do that kind of thing. So I turned over to shall I say it again? CFRB, and oh was on there.
Oh,
Bill Deegan, he was selling ice cream or something. As I told you, I had Alphonse Wimet and all those people in the car. And they said, oh, turn that off. So I came back to Chum. It isn't oh because he's down there now.
Oh well, I don't know who would it be.
Listen, there's no traffic on Yonge Street now. I don't know. There's no traffic here now.
There's a lot coming down the other way. He might come.
I'm still looking for a horse and buggy. Believe me, I don't know. We have quite a crowd out here on Yonge Street, too, and they're all waiting for the voice. I guess they're just as waiting as much as we are.
I'll bet that he's coming by subway and goes in the back door. The subway goes right by the back of the station, just jumps off, bang in the
Go
back
check
door.
The back door, Dave. Go check the all back right. door. All right, Dave's going to check the back door. We got to get everything covered here. We have two officers out here directing the traffic, and we have a large crowd of people waiting for the voice. I haven't seen anything of it yet. I don't know what we're calling it. Bob says it's a girl. Listen, we shouldn't.
Might
I guess. I guess we shouldn't make money bets on the air. But
why did you make imaginary bets like?
You
Bob
feel sure it's a girl, eh?
Not only do I feel sure it's a girl, I feel sure that she heard me on the All Night Show last night talking about her, and she's probably all excited, and she probably took a few extra minutes to kind of prim and fix her hair and everything before she came in.
Well, I don't know. There's lots of cars pulling up here. I get excited, sort of, because cars are pulling up and stopping, but nothing yet. No signs of the voice yet. The voice is going to do the all-night show. This
10 past 12.
People are wondering what happened here.
Late.
You might be... the boss... We sort of sprung our letters there. The boss, we found things missing on the studios for quite a few... days, and the boss was taking them to show them to a new person, and this is why we have found out that there is a voice, and the boss made us all do the all-night show for a while. Hold it. Hey, wait a minute. No. Is this a car stopping? Hey, listen. Hey, here's a car. A car is stopping. Hey, hold it. Wait a minute. What is this?
Cadillac limousine about a half a block long.
Hey, look.
There's a guy coming up.
Hold it. Hold it. It's the chauffeur. Wait a minute. It's the chauffeur. Well, here's the man we've been waiting for. It's a chauffeur.
I'm not the voice. I am the voice of the chauffeur.
You're the, you should the, be the voice of chauffeur. Hey, say that again.
The voice is chauffeur.
The voice is chauffeur? Oh, come on. Any radio announcer doesn't have a chauffeur. We know this.
Hey,
doesn't have it.
There she is. It's a girl. She's beautiful.
Right, Bob.
Look at see. Look at her. Oh, boy. Hi. The voice. Gee, you're beautiful. Can I hold your hand? Are you
Can
the
I
voice?
Hold your other hand?
No, I am not the voice.
Well,
who are you then?
What are you doing?
I'm the voice's traveling companion.
Traveling companion.
Oh, how about that?
Very nice.
Well, where's the voice? Let's get him out of here.
Oh, here he is.
Here comes a man out of the car now.
Sunglasses? What is this?
Really?
Hi, are you the voice?
No, I'm not the voice. I'm the traveling with the voice, however.
You're traveling with
yes, I'm traveling with the voice.
A lot of people traveling with the voice. Where is the voice?
If I may.
If you may. If you may what?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, here he comes. Wow.
Is this the voice?
The bulldog.
This is the voice?
Oh, really? The voice. The voice. Oh, really?
He's got a mask on.
What?
Top hat and mask.
Well, look at you. All right. Listen, we're disappointed. It's not the girl. It's not the girl. We have a beautiful...
Anyway,
all right. Well, we've got a beautiful girl here, Bob. I thought you were. Let's get him to say. Let's welcome him to CHUM. Anyway, I'm John Sprague, and on behalf of all of us here, we're sort of confused and we're sort of disappointed that it wasn't the first member out of the car. But on behalf of all of us at Chum 1050, welcome to CHUM.
Except me, I don't like it.
And I hope that you'll enjoy taking over. I hope you'll enjoy taking over the all night show. I'd like you to say a few words.
Something.
Pardon me, I'd like you to say a few words. We've all welcomed you. We can't do anything else, but, you know. He's writing something.
The voice says, thank you very much. The voice says, thank you very much.
Well,
this is Jerry Bright speaking on behalf of the voice.
This is Jerry Bright speaking on behalf of the voice?
Yes, yeah, and the voice says, thank you very much.
Well, can't the voice talk?
Oh, yes, the voice can speak, yes.
Well, why isn't he saying anything?
Well, I'm not at liberty to tell you at this time exactly why he cannot speak.
Hey, we're getting a picture, okay? So let's kind of get organized. Voice.
Guy,
what do you have to say for himself, John?
Well, he's not saying
he's
anything.
Not to come up here.
I don't like him.
Okay.
It's all right. The voice is not saying anything. The voice is writing things down here. I think the voice could at least say something. What has he written there now, seeing as you're speaking for the voice? What is he saying? Listen, what is this? A voice with no voice.
I think the boss has really flipped on this one.
At least he's gone Macadory one better. He can write.
Excuse me. This is Jerry Bright speaking once again for The Voice. The Voice says, let's go to work. It's time to go to work.
It's about time. You're 10 minutes late. 15 minutes late now.
I don't like him.
Well, all right. There's The Voice. Well, I like that.
When is he going to speak?
Let it hear it for The Voice.
Well, I don't know. It's time to go to work, and I guess it's time to hear music on the all-night show, I guess. Let's hear the Marquettes and Balboa Blue.
I really don't like him.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Bob McAdory, and we're all back in the studio now. All the chum guys are here, and we've been here since 11:30 tonight. Well, I was here at 11 o'clock because I thought The Voice was coming at 12 midnight. The Bob's been building this up for weeks. The Voice is arriving tonight. The Voice. We were waiting out in front of the station. We waited there until 10 past 12, and finally a huge limousine comes up, big black limousine. A guy gets out with a uniform. We say, are you The Voice? No, I'm the chauffeur. Then a beautiful girl gets out, a lovely blonde in a white sheath dress, you know, just
like I
guessed. And I thought she was The Voice, and I held her hand and everything, and she's not The Voice. And then another guy gets out, and he says he's Jerry Bright. He's speaking for The Voice.
That's my name.
Is that
Jerry
your, that's
Bright.
You, right?
Yes,
you're Jerry Bright. Mm-hmm. And then this guy gets out in a magnificent white tie, tails, top hat, a cape with crimson on the inside, and a mask over his face. And he says, he didn't say anything. He's The Voice. Why doesn't he talk? What is it with him?
He didn't say anything.
Well, he hasn't said a word since he got out, and he's supposed to be The Voice and do the all-night show.
The Voice has just written down something here. I'd like to read it. This is Jerry Bright once again. I'm pleased to meet all the boys here at CHUN. That's from The Voice.
Well, listen, Voice, what are you going to call his show? We got the John Sprague Show, the Al Belisca Show,
the
Moose
Latour Show. The Voice Show, I suppose, huh?
The Voice Show. Is that
just a moment. He's writing down something here.
What is this? An announcer that doesn't talk.
It says,
I don't think I like him.
It says, we're going to call it Music Till Dawn.
Yeah. Music Till Dawn. That's
music.
That's good.
Till Dawn.
Yeah,
well, one thing about you, Voice, you're never going to get a sponsor unless you talk.
You got a sponsor.
Like, who's
going to
sponsor
a
show like this?
Into a commercial, eh?
You got a sponsor.
Without talking.
Hey.
He's writing down once again. He's something here. I'll read it for you as soon as he gets it scribbled
down. Jerry Bright again.
Thank you. It says we have one. I assume he means a sponsor. It says Craven A. Cigarettes is the sponsor for Music till dawn.
Well, it's a good sponsor.
That's a good smoke. I smoke them all the time.
Yeah, I do too.
Matter of fact, I have some here, fellas, if you
Oh, great. Free Ciggy Booze, eh? Well, I'm getting to where I like this guy.
Why doesn't he talk?
Well, I'm not exactly free to reveal this information at this time.
All right. So it's Music Till Dawn, sponsored by Craven A Cigarettes, right?
Right.
All right, let's see the voice. If the voice is so smart, I'd like to see the voice do a commercial for Craven A Cigarettes. Now, how about that?
All right.
All right.
Here's a commercial then.
Have you noticed how many people are changing to Craven A?
Yes, I wonder why.
It's simply that Craven A filters best.
Did you say Craven A filters best?
Yes! You'll be surprised at the satisfaction you get in Canada's most advanced cigarette.
Hi, this is Jerry Bright, and here's the voice with a few words for Craven A cigarettes.
Where's the voice?
Right. Thanks, voice. Hear more of the same tonight at midnight when Craven A presents Music Till Dawn.
Oh, what kind of commercial was that? I don't think I like him.
Actually, the voice was scribbling very fast there, and I can't quite make out what it was.
What do you mean? He's going to write the commercial for you to read?
Well, yeah, that's the way it's supposed to work. Let's see. It says here, don't give a cigarette to that fat fellow there. Who is the fat guy?
Oh, that's Al Belisco. He's one of our staff announcers.
Al
Belisco. I really don't like him.
Who?
Al Belisco.
He writes who?
Hey, the guy's sharp.
Well,
I think I'm going to take the voice's companion for a little...
Well, listen, I'm really disappointed. What about
really
the voice? Hey, voice's companion, you lean over to the microphone here. Listen, this guy can't say anything. He won't even talk. He won't even object. What do you say, you and I, you know, slip out for a cup of coffee, something like that, okay?
No, the voice would object.
He would object. He's writing down no.
Yes.
All right, what a wise guy. Okay. I'm going home.
I'm sorry.
At least they're real good cigarettes.
What a letdown.
But what?
You can't.
A guy that doesn't talk.
You can't tell us why he can't talk? Oh, what is it?
I'm not free to tell you at this time. However, the show will be called Music at Dawn, sponsored by Craven A Cigarettes, and I think it's time that we should get into some music.
All the talking for him?
I don't like him.
Yes, I'll be doing all the talking.
You mean you're going to sit here all night and he's going to write things for you to talk about?
Yes, that's true. And here, just a moment, the voice is writing something down. It says, why don't you guys go home?
Well, all right.
We came here to welcome the guy to CHUM, if that's all he wants.
We've been standing around here for an hour waiting for you.
I'm sorry, gentlemen.
I don't like him.
Lots of luck. Bye.
I'm merely the voice of the voice. I'm sorry. It's time for more music now. Music till dawn.
They say don't go on Wolverton Mountain if you're looking for a wife. 'Cause Clifton Clowers has a pretty young daughter. He's mighty handy with a gun and a knife. Her tender lips are sweeter than honey. And Wolverton Mountain protects her there. The bears and the birds tell Clifton Clowers if a stranger should enter there. All of my dreams are on Wolverton Mountain. I want his daughter for my wife. I'll take my chances and climb that mountain. Though Clifton Clowers, he might take my life. Her tender lips are sweeter than honey. And Wolverton Mountain protects her there. The bears and the birds tell Clifton Clowers if a stranger should wander there. Well, I'm going up on Wolverton Mountain. It's too lonesome down here below. It's just not right to hide his daughter from the one who loves her so. Her tender lips are sweeter than honey, and Wolverton Mountain protects her there. The bears and the birds tell Clifton Clowers if a stranger should wander there. But I don't care about Clifton Clowers. I'm gonna climb up on his mountain. I'm gonna take the girl I love. I don't care about Clifton Clowers. I'm gonna climb up on that mountain, and I'll get the one I love. I don't care about